Today's show is brought to you by the DC Lottery and their new DC Love Scratcher for St. Patrick's Day.
Where will luck find you this St. Patrick's Day in DC? Play the new DC Lottery DC Love Scratcher. It's the one with the clovers on it, bright green. I love it. $5 ticket, top prize is 50 grand. Celebrate life. We do every day in DC. And this month, we're celebrating the new DC Love Scratcher for St. Patrick's Day. Pick yours up today. Uno!
Hey!
Hey!
You know what?
Oh my God, it's Wednesdays. It's Wednesday.
Halfway through.
Halfway through, baby. Woo!
Okay. Sarah from Hey Frey.
It's a podcast.
Hey. Not a cast pod.
Hey Frey.
Every day she'll make you say,
oh my God.
She got the scoop. On pop culture news, so grab a drink. It ain't what you think. It's Sarah and the crew.
Paul! Oh my God.
Hey, baby.
Welcome to the Hey Frage podcast. The whole crew is here. Paul Wharton is in studio. Amazing, amazing. AJ is here, the producer. Leslie is here, who does all the videography work. You'll love this too, by the way. I just got a one-star review on the Hey Frage podcast page. On,
you got a one-star review.
And it was because of you in the way of like, no, that this person loves you. They wrote, this was like recently, Jasmine writes on March 9th, one star. I am not sure I can take this podcast seriously anymore. I am sorry, but the interns, I mean, quote, producers, cannot fill Paul Wharton's shoes. This show has lost its touch and its identity.
Ooh. Oh, my goodness. Okay, well, maybe I went too far when I first...
No, I'm just kidding.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, I just bring that up because
that's so crazy because I was about to be like, you know who that was? Somebody that used to work with you probably. Ha, ha, ha. What'd they say? It's like, actually, funny you say that. Well, I don't know who Jasmine is. You don't deserve one star. You deserve five stars. This is a fabulous, fabulous podcast.
Oh, God.
And hey, you know what I'm doing. I'm still here because I'm having a good time.
By the way, right after that one, we got one from Jay Moore, who gave it five stars. Sarah and Paul are fantabulous together. I so look forward to this podcast every single week. Another one, five stars, longtime fan. I love both of them. The interviews are so great, which I found enlightening when you did the Mindful Monday show. Oh, that one's off the air too. But I enjoy giving you guys thank you so much. Okay, whatever. We're now consistent. We have Mondays and Wednesdays. Paul is always on. He is always co-hosting on Wednesdays. On Monday show, it's just more pop culture, things that you like, memes
exactly.
of the week, all that good stuff. Anyway, I thought that was funny. I just had to tell you. You got a big fan.
Hey.
Okay, she's pissed.
Jasmine, I might have to buy her a cocktail.
Anyway, welcome to the podcast. We have so much to get to, including the ice cream shop that everyone is furious about named Sweet Jesus. I want to know if you would...
Not that mad. I'm not that
but
mad.
But you said that you don't get mad about that much stuff.
Not really. Chat about things like this.
We also have deep thoughts from the Tinder fails, the Tinderellas, the Tinder fellas.
Oh, good. And I'll catch you up on my Tinder relationships. I've been seeing people and having them stay the night and all kind of fun stuff from Tinder.
Oh, yeah. I do. I want to hear that. And then can you imagine this? The midwife, you're pregnant.
Okay.
I guess this is like kind of a real stretch. But anyway, you're pregnant, Paul.
Yeah.
You give birth. And the woman who's your midwife who helps you give birth then goes, oh, by the way, that's actually, I'm sleeping with your husband, the father of like your baby. Can you imagine?
Well,
like,
I can't imagine.
Like running away.
I mean,
him.
It happens. I saw a movie about this on Netflix the other night.
You did? What was it?
With Nicolas Cage. He plays the father. And what's the lady's name? Gina somebody.
Okay.
And Gina Gershon.
Oh, is this Finding Arizona or something? Or like...
No, Gina Gershon. No. It's like, it just happened like a year ago, 2017.
Really?
And they're a rich couple and they have this surrogate that comes in. And aww. But really, she uses her own egg. It's some crazy shit.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I gotta figure out that one.
Yeah, she turned into a total psycho.
It's called Inconceivable 2017.
Yes.
There we go.
That's it. All right, producer. All right. One good thing about this podcast, it has come up. We got people that are hooked up to Google, okay?
Oh, my God.
We really try.
Hey,
sorry,
producer.
Jasmine.
Yeah, right.
Producer.
And there's the videographer.
Of course. Here I am.
Oh, God.
Love it.
Anyhow, we were just talking off air. You know, I was having a moment this past weekend.
You were having
weekend.
A moment, and I'm here to help you work through
and
it.
And you apparently have some advice for me. But I... had a very emotional weekend with my partner, my longtime significant other, Dan. Mm-hmm. And
yes.
I want to know if you think that I'm being unreasonable and too emotional. Because I'm going to admit, I am a very emotional person, right?
Yeah, you are.
So,
and you play on TV like you're not, but then when you get home, you are. You know what I mean?
Do you're I like, give off?
I'm a woman. Hear me roar. I don't need anyone. I chart my own path. And then you're like, Dan doesn't want to hang out with me.
So we got into a huge fight this weekend. I'm talking like
let's
tears.
Talk about it.
Like I was so upset. And so here's the premise. Like we both work a lot, right?
Are we going right into it right now?
Yeah, we're going right into it. Like, fuck it. I just feel like I have to get this on my chest and then we'll get into like all the hot topics, right? So anyway, we work both like 7 days a week, right? But his schedule is extremely busy. Like when he's in season for athletics, like he's working with their teams or whatever, like 7 days a week. Okay. So for the past month and a half, like I have not seen him. Like I see him like one night a week for dinner.
Okay.
Maybe like a second night he's home at like seven or something.
You do have a date night though every week.
Right. So that's what we do every week.
Okay.
But this past weekend was the first weekend that he was supposed to be off. And we were going to go to the march together. You know, the march of our
life. March for life.
March for our lives. Yeah. So
for our lives,
we were going to do that together. And then last Wednesday, he said to me, oh, hey, by the way, you know what? I've got to fill in for somebody on Saturday morning.
So he gave you some notice. It wasn't at the last minute.
Right. It was like Wednesday or Thursday.
It's a lot of notice, Sarah. I'm out here in these streets. I'm trying to tell you. First thing. Go
Is
ahead.
It though? Because
it's a lot of notice for Saturday.
But here's my thing. So I like in my relationship, what I've learned over the years is like I want to hang out with the person that I'm with. Like, I want to do things with him. Like, have a hobby.
Do you go and do things that he likes to do? Do you ever go and sit on the sidelines when he's coaching?
Yes. Yes, I do that.
How often?
I would say once a month, maybe.
Okay.
Not recently, because they've been, like, preseason. Okay. So I haven't done that.
Got it.
So, anyway, okay, so I rolled with Saturday, right? I was like, cool, I'll go to the march by myself. We'll meet up after. So we meet up after. We go to dinner. And then he tells me, oh, hey, by the way, tomorrow I'm going out with the guys because one of the guys is having a really hard time with a work situation that's happening. And so we're going to all go out and buy him drinks or whatever at 1 o'clock. Mm-hmm. Never an invite. Never. And I like lost my shit.
Okay.
I lost my shit.
What part of that made you lose your shit in that moment? Sunday was going to be...
Because for weeks, like we were talking about spending this weekend together, right? Because we do not see each other. Like Saturday and Sunday mornings, I've gotten busy like doing work, working for Fox or whatever, because otherwise I'm home alone, right? We don't have a traditional relationship where we have a weekend together. Okay, there isn't that.
Okay, so you don't have that, but yet you were expecting that this weekend.
Right, this was like a rare weekend that was supposed to happen, right? And I just felt so like slapped in the face, like... You know, this is, you know how much I was looking forward to this weekend and doing something, and yet you've made plans with other people and you didn't even invite me.
Okay.
Like, we don't have mutual friends together. Mm-hmm. We don't go out and drink together. Like, we don't have a hobby.
Sure. Well, do you all have many friends separate? I mean, do you have people that you hang out with?
Yeah, I do, but I would say it's a small group.
It's a small group.
It's a small group. And
talking one, two? Shit, how small are we talking? No, because it's important.
It's small.
It's important if you don't have relationships on your own, if you don't have your own hobbies. And see, it's coming from a person like me who has built a whole life off of having relationships and friends. See, I haven't built mine around a lover. It's been about the things that I do to make me happy. So I come from the other side. I just know that in a relationship, I don't think that I could be in a relationship with someone who needed me to be like their all, because I've spent my whole life building a whole life for myself.
But here's my question to people is like, what is the balance? Because I said to him, I would not have been so upset if like we had every weekend together and we did things every regularly, like on Saturday, and we had a hobby together or we went to see art together or something. But we don't do any of that. Like, we do not have that schedule. So at what point don't you have to fucking hang out with your significant other to like make it work?
What would you have done on Sunday? Just
I mean, it would have been great to like get up, go to brunch, go to a market, go see a movie. Like, we don't do any of that.
Okay.
We are at the point in our relationship. This is what I said. Like, I feel like just thinking about this relationship, like, I feel like so heartbroken sometimes because I feel like we're at the takeout and TV phase. Like, what do we have in common? Takeout and TV.
Takeout and TV. So the fact that you know that, shouldn't you be initiating those other things? You said, we don't do anything together. We don't go out. We don't hang out. Okay, so are you bringing those things to the table for him? Are you saying, hey, Dan, this Sunday, maybe not this last Sunday, but this Sunday, listen, I want to go out and I want to have a romantic day and we're going to go to the farmer's market and then there's this great art show. I mean, are you doing the work or are you just so tired from this podcast, from Fox 5, you get home and you right there with them, take out and TV?
Well, lots of times I am. Like, lots of times I'm okay with take out and TV.
So own your shit.
lots of times I'm okay with takeout and TV. Mm-hmm. But this weekend, initially, we had planned that we were going to go away for a night and go to a spa. Mm-hmm. Okay.
That's nice.
That then kind of dwindled down. Like, we never really made the plans, which this is sort of the pattern that we're in. So nobody really made the plans. You know, it didn't really happen. And then it was kind of like, well, if we go away, I can meet you at 8 o'clock at night. And it's like, well, there's really no point in going to a nice bed and breakfast or something if we're checking in at 8 p.m. And then
Absolutely.
The next day,
you gotta
we're
check
basically
out 12.
Leaving.
Yeah.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm just like, what? Like, I mean, I don't know. I'm so like wondering what couples do. Do you hang out all the time? Because I feel like remembering my parents, they hung out all the time.
Sure. Well, I'm thinking about my daily life and going through even like Whole Foods. I'm in Whole Foods shopping and... You know, I told you what I love at Whole Foods. I love being able to go to the grocery store and buy whatever I want. Like, that's goals for me. But I'm going down the aisles and I see these couples shopping together. And I'm like, God, they make every little thing romantic. And it seems so sweet to me. So for me, if I were in a relationship, I would definitely want that part. I wouldn't want to still do all the things that I do by myself, you know, and yet I have someone. So I know that can be tough. Is that what you're going through?
Yeah, I would just be curious, like, what people think and, like, how much time you do need to spend with somebody in your relationship, which I'm assuming is different for everybody, you know, and couples coexist in all kinds of different ways.
Well, your whole life outside of the relationship can't just be work. That's the only thing.
That is where, like, I'm like, what are we going to do?
So, but I'm looking at you. I'm looking at you right now, too, for that, because you spend a lot of time with your podcast.
Yeah,
you spend a
I
lot
agree.
Of time preparing for Fox 5. You know, I feel like if you had a few other good relationships, you know?
And I totally agree with that. But then my thing is like, I want one of those great relationships to be with my partner. That
Absolutely.
My partner on Saturday is like, hey, let's go hike. Let's go drive down to Richmond and go, like... But we just don't do that.
Well, do you think that he's your best friend?
I do, yes. But like I was saying to you, I mean, like we had this conversation years ago, and I think we actually made this like a radio topic at the time. But like he was like, no, he's like, I think my best friend is like my brother. And I'm just like, okay. Like I feel like, you know what I mean? Like,
well, you know, I want to hear from people like, does your partner have to be your best friend?
Does your partner have to be
your best friend? Now, it sounds great to me until you have to do everything together because I'm sorry. I need a little time. I need a little time.
I am a stage 5 clinger. Like when
okay.
you and I were talking
stage
about this.
Stage 5 clinger.
Like when you and I were talking about this before.
That gives me the
like,
heebie-jeebies. That gives me the heebie-jeebies.
Ooh. And we were talking about before, you were like, you sound like a clinger. I am. Like, I want to be with someone who wants to be with me. And not every day, because like you said, I work every day my own 10 hours a day. But like at 5 o'clock or 6 o'clock, can't we come home and quit? Like, I mm-hmm. just don't understand this whole, like, but we don't. Like, one of us is coming home at 8, the other person's coming home at 6, everybody sees each other for 20 minutes. And I'm like, how are we going to have a family and build a life? Like, on what? Like, passing each other in the night? Like, I just don't see how this is...
So what are the options then? I mean, you're going to have to talk about this, obviously. I mean, I want you all to stay together if you're happy. Like, I want you to be happy. You put a lot of time into this relationship.
Oh, five
Who's,
years
got 5 years?
Who's got 5 years?
Years? That's a long time.
I don't know.
Our producer, she's only 23. You don't even have 5 years.
Producer?
5 years sounds like an eternity. You put so much work into that relationship. I say try to stick with it. But... I'm exhausted just thinking about 5 years.
Yeah, 5 years is a long time.
Well,
you put a lot in.
The first guy that I was with, Ed, was 5 years. I see, that's my problem. I think that my issue is like most people have the 7-year
itch. You get
the 5-year itch. No, I have the 5-year flee. I'm like, I'm ready to flee. Like,
yeah.
So anyway, I'll be curious too. What do people think? Do you have to marry your best friend? Like, are you married? Are people listening married to their best friends and how is it working out? Or are you not? And
sure.
It works out fine, too.
Now, let me ask you, does he ever want to spend so much time with you he gets on your nerves?
No.
Okay.
We
because
never
you
have
just
that issue.
You just love all
we
these.
Don't, but that doesn't even exist in our world.
It doesn't.
Like, I can't even say to you, like, I couldn't even tell you. I mean, we were, like, half joking about having a baby and, like, when we were on paternity leave. Like, we've never spent 3 weeks together or 2 weeks on a vacation together, like, back to back.
Wow.
If we ever had a baby together, like, a month together would be the most time we've ever spent. Does that
Maybe
seem
you need
normal?
To get to know this person you've been dating for 5 years. Maybe you really don't know.
After 5 fucking years,
yeah.
If you don't know by now. Oh, my God. Anyway. All right.
Well, you can come over and live with me. Come on.
I may need your place.
Priscilla.
For real.
Priscilla.
Priscilla,
we're having a long-term house guest.
Make up the second bedroom.
Iron some more sheets.
Yeah, iron those sheets. Oh, my God. Anyway, definitely leave us your opinions. Now we got to get into more pop culture stuff.
Well, but I wish it well. I hope it works out. But if not, we can go find men together. That's fun, right?
I'm down.
Yeah.
No, I'm not down. You steal all the straight guys.
Yeah,
like, I
really
do. Like, are
really
you kidding?
Do.
I'm not down for that at all.
Listen, I had a staycation this weekend. Speaking of stealing the straight guys, I had a staycation at the Darcy Hotel, which was so much fun. I stayed in the presidential suite.
Oh, my God.
Because my
that
friend, Erica, she's getting married.
They're dying.
President signature
star.
Suite. Five star.
Presidential suite.
Always.
It's always so much. Well, my friend Erica, she's getting married, and this weekend was her bachelorette brunch. And I said, I don't want to open the gifts out at a restaurant. We went to Barcelona. So I called the hotel. The suite was available, so I got the suite. And I said, I'll have all the girls over to the suite. Child, these little white girls showed up to the room. You would have thought I was having a hip-hop concert. They were so loud. It made me nervous. I'm from Cleveland. I'm like, I know I can take some noise. Y'all little girls is crazy.
Oh, white women are nuts.
So bachelorette parties, they just lose their minds.
Lose their fucking minds. Absolutely.
Thank God it was only 2 hours. We had a 2-hour little window of fun, and then I moved the party on down the street. But we had a great time.
How were the white women when they misbehaved after they left the hotel?
I loved it. They were so misbehaved. But Erica is one of the first friends who now, she tried to fix me up with a guy.
Oh, really?
Yeah, on Saturday night. It was very, he was so cute.
Really?
Oh, my God. He was so cute. And we really hit it off. But it's interesting. I was talking to another friend today, and I said, you know, I can't wrap my head around another friend or remember a time that another friend hooked me up on a date. Why is that?
I don't know. What, have you asked people?
I mean, do
you
think that friends do that in your circle?
They try, but normally their gauge is really fucking off. Like, I actually find that I'd prefer my friends not to hook me up with their friends because they usually have terrible taste. And I've had that happen. You go out on the date and you're like, this is who you think of me? Like, this balding, like, dad bod man, divorced with 8 children. Like, this is who you want me to fucking be with? Like, what? And they're like, he's such a nice guy.
Okay, so it doesn't really work out.
It does not work out. For me, it hasn't.
Yeah, but this one was cute.
I prefer they don't. Like, I would rather meet someone not in my friend's circle.
Exactly. I totally get it. But listen, we had a great time, fun weekend, and, you know, romps were had. And
I love that.
We had a good time. I make good use of that suite.
Love it. We have two sponsors that we have to thank for this show. Mervis Diamonds, you need to go there. They had a great Tacori event this past weekend. Unbelievable. Tacori has great diamond engagement rings, and they're really known for their stacks.
Yeah.
So you can get all kinds of beautiful bands and stacks, and they do an incredible amount of men's
rings. They do.
And I
actually wear some. I have some bands and I have some stacks and I do all that. And my friend Erica, who's getting married, she is getting married with 2 Mervis Platinum bands.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. So be sure to, when you're getting engaged, or maybe even you want a push gift after the baby, or you just want a treat gift because you are a boss yourself, go to MervisDiamond.com. They have 3 locations that we talk about all the time. Of course, Rockville, Tyson's, DC. But their range of rings is just unbelievable. Also, we have to say thank you to the DC Lottery for our sponsor. They have a DC Love Scratcher that's out for St. Patrick's Day. So take a listen to this.
It's the place to be, the only place for me, feeling that DC love, I got that DC love, I'm so happy that it's mine, that love is so divine, I'm feeling that DC love, I got that DC love, yeah.
Love DC? DC loves you back with DC Love Scratchers from the DC Lottery, featuring cash prizes of over $1 million. Now that's a lot of love.
It's my celebration, my DC revelation. Feeling that DC love. We got the DC love. Feeling the DC love, yeah. We got the DC love.
Play the latest DC Love Scratcher, celebrating St. Patrick's Day, only from the DC Lottery. It's fun to play. Available where DC Lottery tickets are sold.
Well, I wanted to get into, too, all of the pop culture stories, including this week people were very upset about Sweet Jesus ice cream.
Okay, talk to me.
Did you see this? So sweet.
Well, maybe because she looks like she's a vampire. Is that what it is?
Oh, my God. Doesn't she look like JonBenet Ramsey, vampire, eating Jesus's ice cream? It's just, oh, my God. It is scary as hell.
And she's got the little horn type.
Oh.
things on the shoulders?
Well, Christians are very upset branding it hate speech. And again, this is in Toronto. So in Canada, it's called Sweet Jesus is facing calls for a boycott who say the name is blasphemy and mocks the religion. The chain founded in 2015 by Andrew Richman has 20 locations, mainly clustered in that greater Toronto area. Choosing the name of our Lord for a brand of soft serve ice cream is totally offensive and revolting, reads one petition that is now going around from citizen.org, an activist group that describes itself as being in favor of life, family, and liberty. This is anything but a mere mistake. The petition signed by almost 10,000 people already says, both in their promotional materials and menu selection, that it's plain that Richmond has every intention of mocking Christ and Christianity. You think that it's hate speech.
People want to take it down for hate speech.
You don't think so?
They need to come to Chicago or Baltimore and have the cops roll up on you and see what hate speech is. This ice cream cone is supposed to be something I'm supposed to be offended about.
Well, now, both of our producers are very religious or come from spiritually based homes. So I was surprised. I thought that they would find this sacrilegious, and they said no, but they found that the opening song for the Hey Fresh podcast where I say, oh, my God, is more offensive.
Really?
Yeah, that's what AJ and Leslie were saying, right?
So I think Sweet Jesus is kind of like proclaim. It's like, you know, celebrating God because it's saying Sweet Jesus, and then oh my God, you're never supposed to use God in a derogatory. You're exclamating the oh my God. So that's actually sacrilegious. But then I see the pictures to Sweet Jesus with the horns and the upside down cross. Mm-hmm. That's also sacrilegious.
So where's that? Do you guys have that picture? Like of the? You probably don't, right?
There.
No. Was it photoshopped?
People are saying that with this Sweet Jesus ice cream, that there's also a picture where they have the cross turned upside down on some of their cones and some of their marketing. And that's what people are really upset about. More like how they use various religious, images.
Okay.
But exactly. I thought this was more offensive than our Oh My God show, but I could be way off. This midwife in England delivers a woman's baby and then goes, oh, by the way, congrats on your healthy child, but I'm fucking your husband.
Men are such dogs. God, I just hear this over and over again.
Why do you think it is that men love to cheat on their wives when they're pregnant or that they're like giving birth? What do you think it is? Like, do you think they're just not attracted to the woman or what?
I had a friend tell me the other day that her husband said to her, he had had a couple of drinks, but he said that it's a wife's job to keep her husband's penis empty and his stomach full.
Oh, God. Wait, he said this to her.
Ugh. I said, ooh, check your audience. I mean, that's the wrong choice of an audience, right?
That is the worst.
Maybe
How
that's
long
what
have
they say around
married?
Each other. They've been married for about 15 years.
Okay, well, Dan's looking better.
Right, but I guess, you know, in that sense, like, is that kind of in this ballpark? You got to keep me... all drip dried out so I don't go out there trying to spread it around.
I don't feel like that has anything to do with it, do you? I mean, don't you feel like there's something so much deeper going on that either you're not really in love with the person, you're not emotionally connected?
Here we go about you again. why don't we just take an hour to talk about your...
I do have
Yonla Van Zandt's phone number.
Really?
Do you need her to fix your life?
Oh my God, I love her so much. I love that show.
I'm going to ask her to come in here and fix your life.
All right, for real.
She'd
be so good on this show. Anyway, the Liverpool mom, who has not been identified, told a local newspaper that she remains haunted, quote, haunted by the sight of the midwife with her baby, because this midwife delivers the baby, holding the baby, gives it to the mom, and then goes, oh, by the way, the newborn daughter was delivered safely. But shortly before she became pregnant, the dad went on a vacation where he met the midwife. The midwife now faces ongoing disciplinary action and is no longer employed by the hospital that she worked at. The mother of the newborn claims that the dad started behaving in a strange manner after his trip to the island resort. He would make excuses to miss scans and appointments related to the pregnancy, she claimed, because, of course, he would be seeing the midwife face to face and in front of his wife.
Kind of like when Dan canceled on you on Saturday and Sunday when he'd spend all day out from
now,
1 to 10 p.m.
Where are you going? The mother said she feels, quote, violated by what happened and that any happy memories of the birth of their daughter have now been tainted. I bet. Like, that's kind of hard to
overcome. That's really unfortunate for that woman. I mean, it really, really is that he would cheat on her
like
when
that.
She's trying to have his baby. That's just terrible.
I know. A new line of yoga pants, as you can see, Paul, up here for $100, has 9 pockets and versatile high-rising, like, tummy control where you can stick and hide knives. You think this is necessary
and
for
a
women?
Gun? Is that a gun on the side?
I don't think it's a gun. Actually, I do think it's a gun. Yeah. Mm-hmm. You can fit your guns, your knives, and your cell phone. You think that's a little ridiculous?
Or do what you is think going that- on in this world? How come I don't relate to any of these stories? I mean, what is happening? I go to Equinox. I don't have these problems.
Paul is always packing. But
the hardest thing, right.
In the other sense. Right.
The hardest thing that I have to do at the gym is coordinate my outfit. I mean, because I have to make sure my outfit
is
cute.
So but this is so crazy, though. Much. Isn't this like...
This is too much.
Yeah. Don't you feel like life has gone way off track if you need yoga pants that you can carry a knife in?
Although, I will say this. You ever ride around sometimes at night and like ride by Rock Creek Park and you see like a random woman jogging through the park?
Yes, and you're like, what the fuck is wrong with
you? And I'm like, hey, bitch, get in the car. I can't leave you out here.
I know.
You know? What? Nothing good happens after dark in Rock
Nothing
Creek
Nothing good. And I don't know why women do that. I think it's bananas as well. Also, this woman is sharing her story of her painful acrylic nails. Sorry, Paul. I guess these all are vagina stories today that you probably
came with. The Monday show leaked over to mine. I'm like, I don't know what's going on here. I don't know. How is my life so vibrant over the weekend? And then I come back on Wednesday and like we talk about, you know, yoga pants and, you know, midwives and acrylic nails.
I don't know how it became so.
You think I'm trans? What's going on with you?
I really don't. I don't
know. I had this conversation with you as well. The waiter at the restaurant the other day called me ma'am from behind. Ladies.
That happens to you, right? Like, I don't know why people mistake you for a woman.
And then I flip my hair around and go, yes. How you doing, homie? How can I help you?
He must have died in his tracks.
No, he was looking at me like he was going to kick my ass. And I looked at him like, I bet you won't. I'll wipe the floor with you.
I'll wipe the floor.
Oh, I will.
Anyway, I'll give you one last girl story, then we'll move on to some more gender-neutral. gender neutral. But I thought this was really gross because this woman, Amelia Perrin, who is known on Instagram for her like gorgeous nails. She has very like Khloe Kardashian, Kylie Jenner nails. Mm-hmm. So she says that even though this is what they look like when they're done, the reality is when your acrylic nails come off, your nails are chipped, brittle. Ugh. They're like peeled off. Oh my God.
That looks horrible. Well, they get really soft. Now, I do know about this.
Really soft, yes.
I used to get do a kind of polish on my toenails. It wasn't gel or anything, but whatever kind of polish it was, what was it? It was something that was supposed to be so high tech or whatever. But when they would take it off of my toenails, my nails would start to look bad. They were looking really bad, so I stopped doing it. I don't even do polish anymore on my toes.
She says that she became addicted to acrylics, and she says that the biggest piece of advice she can give people, but this is really hard to do when you have gel and acrylics or even S&S. I do S&S Manny because it's supposed to be healthier, but same thing, like you can still start peeling it off. She says that never, ever peel it off. When the salons or the nail salons tell you not to peel it off, to come in, let them soak, and then come off like... You know, when they kind of chemically wrap them, that's really what you need to do. She says that too many times people end up like either just picking them off or start chewing them. And then she says that's what ends up damaging your nails. So she's doing it as a warning. Oh my God. Oh. I don't know. I saw those images though, and I've had that. And it is, it's almost like a nail addiction.
But once you go down that road as a woman, it's tough to turn back, isn't it?
Well, yeah, you get addicted to how good they look. It's like anything. It's like any of the services that we do that, you know, look so amazing, right? Whether it's skincare, whatever we...
Well, you know, keeping it real, you know, I told you in 2010 when I was doing, or 2009 when I was doing Real Housewives of D.C., I went to this hairstylist and he colored my hair to look like Carolyn Bessette.
Oh, yes.
Kennedy. And I said, are you sure that's going to work on black hair?
Blonde?
He's like, it's going to be fabulous. He said, it's going to be super blonde on top and gold on the bottom on the same strand. I'm like, on the same strand? That sounds tricky. And it was, because when he blew it out, it all fell in my lap, my hair.
Oh, my
God. And I had, like, big hair. It was down my back. It was fabulous. Anyway, I went instantly and got a weave. Like, the next day, I was shooting Real Housewives. So I had to get all the hair back.
My God.
So I ended up wearing this weave from 2009 to last May.
Really?
Yes. I mean, of course, I get it changed every 5 weeks or something. But I was stuck in this weave. And every time I would take the weave out, my fabulous hair that I used to have in 2009, it would get shorter and shorter, and it would be more fragile. So in May, I just said, fuck it. I'm a grown-ass man. I have a skincare line. I want to have hair care products. Let me grow this shit back the best way I know how. So I took the weave out.
Really?
Everybody in the salon gasped. They were like, not the weave! Because you get addicted to that heaviness of it.
You do? Like, you actually like
it? The heaviness of that hair. Hell yeah.
Really?
Flipping around and doing all that. So last May, I took it out.
We need to see you with a weave.
You've seen me with a weave. Are you crazy? You knew me before last May. I had a weave.
I did but not, this but is your all, hair this looks is my great hair. Now.
So since last May, I've been using all my creams and potions. You see how that came back? That guy that tried to read me in L.A. with your creams and your potions. Mm-hmm. So I use my creams and my potions on my hair, and I grew it back out, and now I'm launching my hair care product line in May, 1 year to the date that I took that weave out.
Oh, my God.
That's my story.
Wow, it's a good story. I could not tell the difference at all because your hair looks really great now.
It looks good now, huh?
It's so thick.
Yeah, that's me.
Wow. Oh, my God, Paul, that's amazing.
It's beautiful, huh?
Yeah, it's gorgeous and thick.
I grew this bitch back.
Wow.
My eye was on the prize. I knew I could make some coins off of it. I was like, listen, I need to grow my hair back. I got to use my potions.
My coins.
And then I have to sell this stuff.
Yeah. Do you ever play in your mind worst case scenario? Are you like a catastrophe person? Like, are you really? Because there's a new catchphrase for somebody who just thinks about catastrophes all the time. It's called catastrophizing. I believe I'm saying
catastrophizing. Okay.
Oh, catastrophizing, catastrophizing,
probably.
Catastrophizing, right?
Yeah, fizing.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So do you have that at all? I only have it because on This Is Us. I don't know if you guys, anybody here watch This Is Us? On the show.
Producer?
Neither one of the producers.
I saw the one where the house was on fire.
Yes, that one.
You guys just tuned in for that?
It was the biggest one. And everybody's story was like, oh my God, I'm in tears. And yeah. I was like, all right, I'll check it out. I had no idea.
I'm almost ready to give up on it because it's so fucking heart-wrenching every time.
Gosh.
Like every time, you know. And they were this close-knit family with this perfect dad. And then the dad's killed in the house fire. And then like they just constantly have flashbacks. And they're still trying to reckoning their lives without the dad. And it's just like, oh God, I can't take one more tear. And then they're adopting a kid and the kid is abused. And it's like, okay. But anyway, they have a character on the show called Randall. And all Randall and his wife do are they're like, all right, worst case scenario, go. And then they're like, house burns down, dad's in it. And they're like, no, you don't know. Okay, they didn't use that one because that one obviously came true. But they're like, they're like, car accident, everyone dies except for you. Like, what do you, and I'm like, oh,
they just
I
tell each
that.
Other stories?
Yes.
Wow.
For an ongoing second.
You know, every now and again, like, I'm super afraid of, I can't, like, go up to the edge of a building and look over or some
me
shit
neither.
Like that.
I always feel like I died by, like, suicide or something before in another
life. Oh, absolutely. Even in a building where I go out on a terrace or something, I'm not into it.
Yes.
Like, I loved my apartment in New York, even though I was on the 14th floor, my terrace looked out, but there was, like, you could jump down to the terrace below if you wanted to, you know?
Oh, okay,
it was like on a stair type thing, you know what I mean?
Yep.
So I couldn't jump to my death. So that helped.
Oh, well, here they're saying that more and more people, of course, you know, as more Americans are having anxiety, people have have serious difficulties either going to dealing with heights or boarding a plane. And they're constantly thinking about worst case scenarios. And it happens to many people, and it might be a result of your previous bad experiences that you can't shake, or it could be linked to a mental health issue like anxiety or chronic depression. According to a clinical psychologist and columnist, catastrophizing is an unhealthy habit that people fall into very easily. Nobody is born with it. You just start developing it.
Interesting.
So people may learn the habit of catastrophizing because they've had a bad experience before that they didn't see coming. So to protect themselves, they're always on guard. I see that too.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like losing a parent, like you're always like on guard that someone's going to die. You're always like overly like
you
thinking about them or checking
that.
In.
That's what this is.
Yeah.
Because all these years, because she's the kind of person where she's just like, never turn your phone off. Something might happen. I have to get to you. And I'm like, well, can't you just call me in the morning? You know, because I don't want to live in dread.
Right.
And I think since I've been 13 years old, she's been like, this could be the last time I see. You know, and I'm like, oh, shit.
Yes, she's got this.
I'd be at the summer camp talking about, call my mama. It might be the last time I see mama.
And they're like, what?
But her father died kind of, you know, young.
Young. I think because you don't expect it. And then it happens all of a sudden and you're like, you know, loss. Like all.
I see.
The psychologist says that there's some ways that you can break it. The bad habit is always ready to jump back into your life and you have to unlearn it. The solution is to learn to be rational and calm. For example, in the case of imagining a plane crash, the psychologist asks her clients to look at the statistics for airline crashes on their phone, which, of course, is very, very small. She also says the same thing with someone suddenly dying. If it's happened in the past, the chances of it happening again are very, very slim. The more impulsive you are, the more likely you are to have a slip back into old habits. She says it takes practice, consistency, and learning to slow down and think logically. So I feel like that's a good one because, oh my God, can happen.
Can you go over a bridge without going crazy?
Yeah.
I really have a short attention span for people that can't do that. I mean, it just really gets on my nerves. Like I'm driving over a bridge and they're like holding on to the sunroof till they got my...
I'm with you. I agree. I think it gets old, too, because you're when is the last time that any of us have heard a story of someone driving over off a bridge?
Right.
Nowhere. It, like, rarely happens.
Yeah, I'm not into that.
I mean, give me one that's, like, actually happens a fair amount. Gun violence.
Yeah, that happens.
Right. More people are getting shot than they are driving off a bridge.
The other day I was, past weekend I was trying to... go to an event that I did with Fashion Bomb Daily, Claire Salmers.
Yes.
That was fabulous, actually. Well, anyway, there was like an Uber driver that had pulled over, and it was on a one-way street in Georgetown, and two cars couldn't get by. So the guy had pulled over waiting for his fare, and we were like two people behind. So I'm just like, somebody do something. I'm late. And nobody was doing anything. So I went to go get out of the car. I'm like, unlock the door, please, to the driver. And I was going to go up and tell the guy he had to move, and... And then I had heard, you know, when I got back in the car because the car started moving, they said, oh, my God, what if they had shot you? I was like, that's funny. I didn't even think about that.
Isn't that crazy? I never think about that stuff either.
I was just going to ask him to move up.
But I will tell you this. When I do stay at places now, for whatever reason, I am worried about a fire. So now I'm always checking the exits. And, like, lots of times if I stay in a hotel, I will walk the emergency exit out, like, when I'm going to get my bag or whatever, so I know where to go.
Wow.
Because nothing scares me more than being stuck somewhere in a fire. Like,
yeah, well, you know, those hotel room windows don't open up that much.
Right.
Yeah,
right.
That's true.
I know. One last story before we get to our Tinder profiles that we read every Wednesday that are funny. Have you ever heard of ecosexuals? It's a growing movement where people feel like fucking the earth is a great way to impact climate change.
Fucking the earth. Now, you're going to have to set the scene.
This
have we been drinking?
Next one. If you happen to find yourself in Sydney, Australia next week, there is a unique opportunity to have sex with the earth. You just need to stop by the Ecosexual Bathhouse, which is currently part of a festival, to experiment with art. The bathhouse is an interactive installation created by local artists there and described the work to me to Vice as a no-holds-bar extravaganza meant to dissolve the barriers between species as we descend into oblivion.
So you fuck the soil? What happens?
You literally have soil. They believe it's a way of reducing carbon monoxide in the world.
Can women do it?
Everybody.
So the women just grind on the soil?
They grind on the soil. You literally like have sex with the earth.
Okay.
What? This is amazing. Are people like that bored? There's a wide range of being able to do it too. It's also incorporating the earth into sex. So look, these two women are going at it, okay? And they've got
grass over their faces.
Yes, it's incorporating that you become more in one with nature. Would you ever consider this?
No.
Really?
No, I'm not doing that.
Why not?
Although I do have a memory of jerking off outside when I was young. I don't remember where I was. It just came back to me. It was nice.
Really?
I felt in touch with
exactly. That's what they're saying.
Mother Nature.
It's healthier for everybody. When you're outside making love, it makes life more sustainable. They say it's a better, more freeing feeling. It's not harmful to the environment at all. And they're saying that things like condoms, lubes, and other sex products are having a harmful effect.
You know what?
Planet.
I guess never say never.
This is an opposite. Oh my
that
God.
Would be
we
fun to
go.
Do
this
with somebody else.
Podcast.
We just all go out there and just start humping the ground.
Oh my God. Wouldn't that be amazing?
Take that, Mother Earth. Take that.
Do it, Mother Earth. Get it. Get it. I mean, nature's lube. Ooh. You just like some mushrooms. Those things are slimy. Just rub your penis down with that. Let's get to it.
Okay, now see, I was into it. Now you can start talking to me like that.
All right, we'd like to end Wednesday's show with reading some funny Tinder profiles. Jessica, 26, is from the University of Albany. She says, I'm on Tinder because I noticed that anal sex hurts a lot less than being single.
Look at the guy in the pool.
That is so true. Oh, my God. He's loving it.
He's loving it. Okay, I swipe right on that
one. Oh, my God. Look at this. Honestly, too, we put these videos up. You can look at Hey Frage Instagram. Paul is on Instagram at Paul Wharton Style on Instagram. So we post a lot of these Tinder videos so you can actually see the pictures. Daff is 53. He writes, online dating fun. They say after a while, pets and their owners start to look alike. I have to agree. And he's holding like a big chow dog, and then he's got a mullet. Don't they look alike?
They do look alike.
Not in a good way, though.
That guy looks like a dog.
Would you ever go out with him?
No, I wouldn't go out with him.
Well, that kind of is your type, though. You like older, pudgy, wealthy men.
No, I don't. Older, pudgy, wealthy. The wealthy part's okay, but
what does Renzo look like? I've always
older,
wondered.
Pudgy, white, rich.
You've never
man.
Seen his. He's not pudgy. He's like got a 10-pack.
Really?
Yeah.
Renzo does.
Yeah. No, he's perfect.
Who was the
in
guy?
That way.
You showed us one picture of a man.
Chris.
Was that the one?
That's when I moved to New York.
Yes.
He really wasn't pudgy. He was just short.
Okay.
None of them
you
are really
like,
pudgy.
You seem like at one time you like to get down with the round.
I mean, I haven't had that much experience with it, but I mean, I'm open. Shit. What you talking?
More cushion for the pushing.
Hey, okay. I can't discriminate. It's all about the person. It's about the heart, right?
I agree.
And what else? Give me a second thing that it's about. The heart and the dick.
The heart, the dick, emotional intelligence.
Come on. She's coming back to her.
You better hang out with my ass.
Come on, hang out with me. Don't cancel shit on me.
Don't cancel shit on me.
Don't cancel me.
We got to have mutual friends.
Sunday is my day. If you make another plan, you better take me with you.
And you know what? You need to express to me that you think I'm gorgeous. Because like I'm always fucking expressing my emotions to you.
Everybody needs to hear that. That's true.
They do. Like, tell me I'm hot that you like want to be with me. Like, hello. He doesn't do that. 80 years old. No, he does. I have to give him credit. I do have to give him credit.
Okay.
A couple of the others back on the list need work.
I get it. Yeah, people need that. Oh, my God. Look at that big thing.
Here she is. She's just posed. No caption. Just posed with a large penis. Would you swipe wipe to the right to this woman
or she looks crazy? That penis looks crazy. The head is disproportionately big for the shaft. Have you ever been with one like that? Big old head, little baby shaft.
Yes, it's weird.
Weird.
It is weird. Yeah. I have to agree. Anyway, you can swipe right on her and you can take a look on our Instagram for all these photos. All right, you guys, that's it. Paul, where can we follow you?
Well, you know, you can follow me on Paul Wharton Style on Instagram. My website's Paul Wharton Style. If you need some new beauty products, go to Paul Wharton Beauty. And on Twitter, I'm Paul Wharton.
Oh my God, we absolutely love it. Producers, where can we follow you?
Producers. Yeah, Leslie.
Oh, Leslie_Oquendo.
And you guys are 5-star, by the way, in our book.
5-star.
5-star.
Signature suite. Ritz Carlton.
All I need is your approval.
Back Leslie, where can we follow? I mean, AJ,
and
where can we follow you?
You guys can follow me at the Andrea J. Lopez.
And it's at Hey Frage everywhere else. We love you guys.
Okay, I want a relationship update from you.
Oh, I'll give you one. Next week,
okay,
it's
next
on.
Okay, next week, it's on.
Go to iTunes. Leave us a 5-star review. Do not be like Jasmine. Don't leave us 1-star. Leave us 5-star.
Thank you for holding me down, Jasmine, but I'm okay.
And tell somebody who has never heard about the podcast. Bye, everybody.
I love it. Bye, guys.